This is the Sean Hannity Show. My name is Rose. I'm so honored to be sitting in for him today. Great to be with all of you as well. I love his audience. Hey, listen, help me out. I just got back on Twitter not too long ago. Help me build it back up. It's at Rose Unplug. 1G at Rose Unplug. But everything else is Rose Unplugged, past tense, on Facebook. Rumble, you can get, if you sign up at Rumble, then you'll automatically get an email letting you know when I've posted a new interview or a new podcast. Also, Instagram is Rose Unplugged and the number one, and Spotify and other podcast platforms, Rose Unplugged. You know, I want to talk about the Great Reset. I mean, they've got plans for us. And listen, at one point, they didn't even want you to know about it. Now they talk about it freely. They don't care who knows. And, you know, the thing is that a lot of people have said the middle class is the most innovative, but the ruling class is very leery of that innovation because it disrupts. Once President Reagan delivered a national televised speech for Barry Goldwater, and he said this: either we accept the responsibility for our own destiny, or we abandon the American Revolution and confess that an intellectual elite and a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them for ourselves. That is precisely what we are looking at. That is why I've asked the author of the new book, The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown. The author, Mark Morano, is joining me today. Mark, how are you?
Very good. Thank you for having me on, Rose. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate all the work that you're doing, too, and you're being honest about it. And guess what really blows my mind is that these same people who were doing all of this behind the scenes are now fine with the curtain being pulled away, if you will, and we can all get a glimpse at what they have planned for us. And they're not even holding back. They're letting us know.
No, they're not. I mean, if you look at leaders like Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of the Netherlands, and the New Zealand Prime Minister, they are just open about their contempt for the general public, for the masses, if you will. And they literally are openly imposing this Great Reset agenda, which in a very simple layman's term is the once free West following along one-party Chinese authoritarian rule. When you have people like Justin Trudeau, who said he admires the basic dictatorship of China, and you have UN climate chief at one time praised China's one-party dictatorship, you have Tom Friedman, the New York Times, all of that became reality in the West in March of 2020 with the COVID lockdowns. We, exactly as Ronald Reagan described there, Rose, we became under the rule of unelected elites far away from our homes, where they decided to shut down our schools, our businesses, our cancel weddings, funerals, shut down America, shut down churches. But hey, abortion clinics and Walmart, they all got to stay open as deemed essential by these unelected bureaucrats and under emergency power abuse by politicians.
Yeah, well put. You know, there was a time, Mark, when, I mean, as a Christian, we talked about this like 20 some years ago, and we were considered or labeled conspiracy theorists. I don't think that this is a I don't think that we can be called that any longer, can we? I mean, this is like for real now.
I like to joke that in 2020 is a year conspiracy realities outnumbered conspiracy theories. That's where we are now. I mean, when you have the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, say in June of 2020 that we now have a rare, narrow window of opportunity due to the shock of the COVID lockdowns to reimagine and reset our world, you know something's afoot. And then you have John Kerry, Al Gore, Joe Biden picking up this mantra, and at the time Boris Johnson in the UK, of Build Back Better, of the Great Reset, and you had John Kerry saying the parallels between COVID and climate are screaming at us, and this whole effort to sort of merge the two. You know, you had the COVID emergency, which we're still living under. The Democrats in the House and Senate won't allow that. Joe Biden vowed to veto any bill that ends COVID emergency powers, which is how we got into these lockdowns. And now you have Joe Biden, according to the Associated Press and the Washington Post, who wants to declare a national climate emergency, which would give him 130 new executive powers. And this would also extend to mayors, governors. They could do all sorts of vehicle restrictions, home thermostat, appliances, travel restrictions. This is our future only if we allow it. They want the idea of democracy This is the true threat to democracy. They want to end democracy by a constant state of crisis, constant imposition and dictates from above, and we are just the masses that have to accept all of these rules and regulations.
You know, and when you said reimagining and resetting, you know, no greater example than what we've been seeing happening in China, where they have taken this to a whole new level in terms of controlling the people. But, you know, I want to talk those on specifics right now, too, because you mentioned a few things that I think are really important. And listen, this all has to do, you know, I don't even look at the greatest concern right now being Democrats versus Republicans. I look at it as us, Democrats, Republicans, independents, I don't care who you are, versus them, and them being the global elitists who want to take away that last bastion of freedom, because it is only that we have here in this country that is preventing this from going any further. But the way they're doing it, like you just suggested, is through a back door to control us once again with executive orders and so forth. But I want to point out, if you don't mind, Mark, to the audience, just some of the things that are happening that give you an indication of what they're trying to do by using climate control and concerns over the climate. For example, in Germany, they ordered farmers to slash fertilizer. And this is after Dutch government shut down 3,000 farms because they wanted to comply with global warming goals. Things like this are happening. Sri Lanka, the Dutch Netherlands, these things are happening all across the globe. And this is an indicator of what is to come. This is their first step in really taking back control, wouldn't you say?
Yes. In fact, here's how to look at it. As sort of, I'll give you a big picture and then I'll what you just said. But essentially, in order to have a great reset and fulfill this rare, narrow window of opportunity, you have to collapse the existing order. And that's really what COVID lockdowns try to do. And you had environmentalists after environmentalists, climate activists come out and say, these are wonderful. The animals are coming back. The air is cleaner. There's no airline travel. The economy's tanking. Emissions are down. Economic growth is down. There's a whole degrowth movement that wants to see planned recessions to fight global warming. We're cheering all this on. But when you want to do this, you need chaos to impose radical change on society. And back during the Russian Revolution, you had Vladimir Lenin, whose slogan was, the worse, the better. When you want to impose radical change in a society, you want chaos, you want it the worse, the better. And obviously, Rahm Emanuel updated that, never let a crisis go to waste. So,
right. So
what's happened is they're intentionally collapsing our energy sector. We know all about that, you know, with all these green energy mandates that can't possibly replace fossil fuels. They want to intentionally collapse our transportation system. Banning a gas-powered car, California Executive Order, California Air Resources Board, unelected bureaucracy, Pete Buttigieg wants the U.S. to follow suit. You have the World Bank telling the automakers are going to stop financing that at the automaker level. You have major corporate banks say they're not going to give out car loans to people who buy gas-powered cars. And this is all supposed to happen by 2035, a mere, 12 years away coming up. So they're collapsing transportation, collapsing our food supply, which is what you just mentioned. There's a thing with its net zero climate goals coming from the United Nations, coming from the climate activist community. And in order to meet these, we have to have radical cuts in methane and now going after nitrogen, which nitrogen is the fertilizer. This is what's granted us high-yield agriculture, huge, bountiful food. So what's happened is under these net zero goals, and it started in Europe where Europe has to commit to them, you have the Netherlands by court order and the prime minister, who's a protege of the World Economic Forum, Prime Minister Rood, they are literally shutting down. You mentioned 3,000 or 4,000 farms, up to 12,000 could be shut down. And keep in mind, these are not big corporate agribusiness. In the U.S., the biggest single farmland owner in the U.S. is Bill Gates. These are not Bill Gates-owned farms being shut down in Europe or Australia or Canada, where there's net zero attack on farming. These are the small, family-run, independent farmers. Just like lockdowns didn't crush Walmart and the big box retailers, but it crushed the small mom and pops. There were estimates that over half the restaurants in New York City will never reopen, the small independent ones, that those people went out of business during these lockdowns. There's no way to recover that. So that's what's happening there. And the second thing that's happening is they're going after Germany just started going after the methane, which takes you on, it goes after meat eating. And that's what Joe Biden just announced, a restrictions on methane. So they're going after cow flatulence, which is another way of saying they want to make meat rare and expensive. They want to make food more expensive. The more this chaos continues, we now have a whole movement led by many progressives and Democrats who literally are now saying that the free market has failed at energy, food, transportation, and now we need to nationalize these industries, particularly energy. So government comes in, destroys an industry, blames it on the free market, and then seeks even more control and more of the same things that destroyed it in the first place. That's a great reset in action. We're living through it in the United States.
We are, and you mentioned the year 2035. My guess is that they are very well ahead of schedule, and we may see even more of this implemented way before 35. And that's of great concern, and we'll talk about that too in just a minute. But I have to mention here, you know, when you talk about farmland, and you know, because that's our food source, right? And if you can centralize the food source, if we can just centralize that, who's in control of that? Stalin felt that the farmers were the enemy of the people. And there was a seizure of privately owned farmlands and livestock during his reign, during his time. So I find it very interesting. You know, they resort to the same old thing, but that's only because they know that that thing is how they control people, control the masses.
Yes, under crises, under shortages, under emergency declarations. And I go to the book, the greatest of human rights abuses by governments have occurred from the Roman Republic through the Middle Ages through 1933 Germany under emergency powers. And these are supposed to be temporary, in quotes. And that is how they've got this hand in literally collapsing our energy, our transportation, our agriculture. They've also collapsed our free speech rights. Remember, big tech censorship is government censorship. Their government's farming it out so that it doesn't look like a direct violation of First Amendment. They're also collapsing our money supply by inflation, debt, printing money, and here's the key, central bank digital currency. Joe Biden signed an executive order this year to start examining this. The Bank of England has actually said, once we have this central bank digital currency, the government will be able to allow you to only spend money on what the government deems sensible. Their exact quote. And then, of course, in the climate world, you have MasterCard and the UN last year teamed up. They have a new MasterCard credit card that monitors your carbon footprint. When you hit your carbon max, you bought too many hamburgers or bought too much gas for your car or went on a vacation somewhere you shouldn't have, according to the climate rules, your ability to spend money cuts off. And of course, if you did hate speech on Twitter or social media, you go to a local 7-Eleven or grocery store, it'll say, you know, you can't use your card until you delete your hate speech or comply with the, you know, with the social media regulations. This is the Chinese social credit system being imposed upon us.
Exactly. I have to take a break. Stay with me. These people are creating a totalitarian state, okay? And all of us, millions of us, will be enslaved to it. We're talking to Mark Morano, who is the author of The Great Reset, Global Elites, and the Permanent Lockdown. We'll be right back with him. All right, we're back talking to Mark Morano. He is the author of The Great Reset, Global Elites, and the Permanent Lockdown, also Climate Depot. He is the founder of that website. Mark, real quick, we only have a couple of minutes left. I heard something. I misheard this. Something about Fauci relating COVID to climate change. Must have been a misinterpretation on my part.
No, it wasn't. This is now the second time he's done this in 2 years. He's trying to merge COVID and climate. What lab leak? What bioweapon from China? Oh, this is all due to climate change. He did a study in the New England Journal of Medicine last week, saying that infectious diseases are largely a result of human encroachment on nature and often aided by climate changes. So here's what's happening. He's now, by doing this, and the journal Nature has followed suit, 230 medical journals want to use the same template that we did to fight COVID, to fight climate change. If you oppose the Green New Deal now or the UN Paris Agreement, you're a grandma killer. Why? Because unchecked climate leads to more COVID. And so that's what they're trying to do, is merge these two issues, because they believe they'll have maximum power to scare the public, particularly kids, and to scare politicians into going along with keeping this emergency state going on.
Unbelievable. Mark Morano, thank you so much for joining us. Climate Depot, also his new book, The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown. It's happening, people. You got to be aware of what's going on, and we cannot accept this. Mark, thanks so much for your good work and getting the truth out there. We really appreciate you.
Thank you, Rose. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Take care. All right, this is the Sean Hannity Show. My name is Rose. You can always call in at 1-800-941-SEAN, 1-800-941-7326. Also, give me a hand with social media, if you will, particularly Twitter. Everything else is looking good, but I went back on Twitter. Help me build it back up. It's at Rose Unplug, 1G, present tense, at Rose Unplug. And then everything else, Facebook, Rumble, Spotify, other podcast platforms, it's Rose Unplugged, past tense. And on Instagram, it's Rose Unplugged and the number one. In the meantime, listen, I will take some of your calls. I do want to talk a little more about socialism, the Great Reset. A lot of that has to do, I mean, like, come on, it is socialism. Anything that wants to take your freedoms away from you, anyone, any elitist group is involved in socialism. So we'll talk a little more about that. And also, I want to talk about brain chips. Oh, yeah. So all of that and more coming up next on the program.
All right. Are you tired of overpaying woke wireless companies? How about this? You get talk and text and blazing fast data for just $30 a month. Yep. On the same exact network, the same cell towers, the same 5G network as the big carriers like Verizon, AT&T and T-Mobile. And how's that for saying half the price? Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year. Hallelujah. You can save money, especially in these tough economic times. Look, that's what Pure Talk is all about. It's a U.S.-based customer service team you'll be working with. There is no better service in the industry, and it's a veteran-owned business. It's simple to make the switch. Just dial #250 on your cell, say the keyword save now. If you do it now, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Same exact service, average family saving close to $1,000 a year, some families saving much, much more. #250, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk. And it will only take minutes of your time.
Breaking news all afternoon. When you get off work, be sure to check in first for everything you missed during the day. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
And my name is Rose, sitting in for Sean Hannity today. I always love working with his audience. You guys are awesome. You really are. We had a great show today, and I appreciate the opportunity. I will take some phone calls because I did promise. So Patrick is calling from Florida. A lot of calls from the free state of Florida today. Patrick, what part of Florida are you in?
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Not bad if you're going to be in Florida, huh? Not bad.
Yeah, actually, they say it's a sunshine state, but we call it the freedom state.
Well, you got to. You have to. Yes, absolutely. You have a great governor there. I love Governor DeSantis. I really do. Huge fan.
He's fantastic. The best governor we ever had. I think he's the best governor in the whole country. But I have a question. You know, I was listening to your last guest, which he was phenomenal. And, you know, what gets me so frustrated is that, you know, they called us, you know, conspiracy theorists when we said, you know, we're being, you know, shadow banned and being blocked when it comes to Twitter. And now we're finding out that we were right. And we talked about, you know, the massive fraud that was going on in voting. Look, now we see what's happened in Arizona where, you know, the tabulators don't work, the machines didn't work, you know, the large, you know, ballots didn't go through. And it only happened in Republican counties, you know.
Ran out of ink.
You know, on election day.
Yes. And,
but we have, my problem is that we, like myself, I volunteer, I go and I vote, and I do everything that we're supposed to do. And then we have leadership like Mitch McConnell and Ronna McDaniel that are just horrible. And it seems at times they are even working with the Democrats. And they're not doing the things that we need to do to win elections. Because let me tell you something, you know, the left, they play a different game. And they stick together, and they're a bunch of thugs, okay? And I'm sorry, you know, if we cannot go out and our elections are not, you know, it's fraud. And there's, what else is there to do to fight back against these people? Because if our elections are rigged the way we're starting to see it now, these people are just going to keep on doing what they're doing. You see how powerful they are and what they do. And to say that there's not fraud going in our elections after what you saw with Arizona, it's crazy. But our leadership here in the Republican Party, they're not saying a word. They're not doing nothing. And it seems like no matter, even if DeSantis wins the Republican primary, I don't even think he'll even win if there's so much fraud out there and nobody wants to investigate, especially on our side. And I was wondering,
Patrick,
what you
thought. Yeah. I mean, well, first of all, let's even put fraud aside. I mean, we've got problems. Absolutely. And that's why I like what Pastor Hibbs had to say. You know, in California, they took control of the situation. They started, you know, the thing that bothers me, I think, and particularly here in the state of Pennsylvania, you had these legislators complaining and talking about, I mean, they set the fire, then they rush in to put the fire out. And yet they're the ones who voted for here. It was Act 77. You know, the very things that caused some of the issues that we saw in the voting process. Instead of them taking a look, a serious look, and saying, how can we do this better? How can we do, as Pastor Hip said, you know, what the Democrats have done? Let's be more efficient. Let's be more effective. Let's really take a look and make an honest assessment of how we are handling elections. Cause we got problems. We have problems with machines. You run out of it. Let's take a look at all of that and let's really plan, but nobody did. For 2 years, people just talked about it in this particular state and did nothing, did absolutely nothing. So I like what California did. They took control. They got out there. They called it ballot collection, and they did it. They were collecting them at legal venues, and they were legally sending them in. Let's start doing some of the things that they did. Let's take a look and be honest and assess honestly, you know, what we've done right, what we've done wrong. I don't like looking at past elections. The only reason I would say do it is if you're going to actually try to affect some change, which I have not seen happen in the state of Pennsylvania. They all are just go on, and yet they didn't take the opportunity to look hard and long at what some of the problems might be here or how we can more effectively get out the vote. But anyway, Patrick, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate that. And I do want to get back to what we were talking about, the Great Reset and everything, you know, because they did say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist in the past. Well, guess what? Like even now, I mean, no one is afraid to say it out loud. Even the French President Macron says that we need a single global order. Why? And why can you or should you be okay with that? You cannot be okay with that because that takes away your freedom. You know what's going on here and where the goals of the WEF is concerned and these global leaders and the elitist. And it's terrifying and alarming to see how many leaders have embraced that agenda. It's socialism on steroids. They want to, as I said before, eliminate free markets, do away with free enterprise. It's a way for elitists to trick you into handing over your freedom in exchange for promises they can't keep. And in many cases, they're not even making. Okay, they're telling you that you won't have anything, but you'll be happy. We promise you'll be happy. And for us to cave to lies and oppression that come with this, as though it would be as though we were replacing the divine right of kings, because I talked about that, how our founding fathers wanted to escape the tyranny, a big government. At that time, it would be as though we were replacing the divine right of kings with the divine right of bureaucrats. It's a way for governments to trick us into handing over our freedom. Our forefathers ran from tyrannical rule of kings. And right now, it looks like there are so many that seem to be running towards it. These tyrannical governments and dictatorships that come out of socialism will offer you nothing, nothing. And they will do nothing to enhance the human condition. In fact, it's just the opposite. Really just the opposite. And, you know, and I touched on this, but I didn't get to go into greater detail. But a lot of concerns when you talk about the elite are over the middle class. Because why? Because the middle class is the most innovative. Okay, the ruling class is leery of that innovation because it disrupts. It disrupts them. And I did mention before I brought Mark on the speech that Ronald Reagan delivered. It was a televised speech for Barry Goldwater. Either we accept the responsibility for our own destiny, and at the end of the show, I want to talk about destiny a little more, or we abandon the American Revolution and confess that an intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them for ourselves. And people, they do believe that they can plan your life better than you can yourself. Where our founding fathers came from, they were restricted. There was no middle class. There were only the ruling elites and then everybody else. And the proponents of the Great Reset want to undo all that was done for you, to tame that greatness, to stop innovation and disruption, because they see you as disrupting. And, you know, and Mark touched on this about what we went through during COVID, but there's natural defenses against socialism and a republic's destruction. We do have natural defenses, and the elites, they understand this maybe better than a lot of us do. That's why they want to suppress all social, economic, and religious forces. Because you know what? Those are our defenses and they are powerful. When you look at what was done in 2020 to suppress our social defense, there was social distancing, staying at home, don't gather for the holidays, don't gather, period, at work. Then our economy shut down the backbone of this country, small business, even though others stayed open, destroyed the huge strides we made economically. And then our religion, they shut down churches, controlling the number of people who can worship in one place at one time. Those are our natural defenses, our economic and social and religious defenses. They are powerful and they recognize that. They know that. And so what do we do? What we do is we stay alert. What we do is we continue to step out of our comfortable zones and we start embracing the rules that God gave us. A lot in Hebrews, it says that we are to run with perseverance, the race that was marked out for us. You have a race that's been marked out for you. Figure it out and run it. Run it. And do it with perseverance. Whether you're a mom who has to show up at school board meetings. Yeah, you know what, moms and dads? That's a lot of BS that's going on right now. And it's a lot of work for you to stay on top of. But you've got to. You have got to. You figure out what your race is and you need to run that race. Do it hard. Do it fast. Get it done. But you have been here. You're here. We are all here right now for a reason. It's not by chance that you happen to be here right now during this time. So figure it out and get it done. Just do it. Do it out of love for your children and their children. That's what you do it for. And keep in mind, be very open and understand about what is going on right now, what it is they want to take away from you. It's the very thing that our founding fathers believed that was given to us. The moment that we were born, they believe that we are born free. We are born a free people. Don't let them steal that from you. We'll be back with more after this.
Sean Hannity, always concerned for our country, always honoring our servicemen and servicewomen, and standing up for liberty every day. Sean Hannity.
Okay, we're back. This is the last segment, the Sean Hannity Show. My name is Rose. Check me out on social media, please. Help me build back Twitter because I was off for a long time. I just got very angry with them until recently, of course, at Rose Unplug. 1G, present tense, at Rose Unplug. Now on Facebook and Rumble and Spotify and podcast platforms, I'm Rose Unplugged, past tense, GGED, Rose Unplugged. And Instagram is Rose Unplugged and the number one. Would you please do me a favor? Follow me, like me, do all that stuff. Help me build that back up. Okay, so while we were talking and having guests on, here's the latest from the Twitter files. And remember, a couple of hours ago, I said Elon Musk said that he's dropping something out down today. So as usual, Matt Taibbi has the scoop. And he said that the latest documents show in bulk the grotesque master canine relationship between the FBI and Twitter. The Twitter files has to be the craziest story in the history of journalism, he writes. There's new drama every 3 minutes. But the latest development had his phone blowing up, he said, with queries from multiple outlets. And that included New York Times, Washington Post, two papers that didn't call after the original story broke. So here's what's going on. It's very interesting to watch, isn't it? So Substack writer Matt Taibbi dropped his latest installment of the Twitter files today, and it detailed the FBI's ties with the tech giant. So according to a Fox News story, the hashtag Twitter files are revealing more every day about how the government collects, analyzes, and flags social media content. Twitter's contact with the FBI was constant and pervasive as if it were a subsidiary. That is what he said in his thread today. Between January 2020 and November 2022, there were over 150 emails between the FBI and former Twitter trust and safety chief Yoel Roth. And that's a surprisingly high number. Our requests by the FBI for Twitter to take action on election misinformation, even involving joke tweets from low follower accounts. This is interesting stuff, people. You know, and I'm sure that this isn't even all of it. So we'll keep on top of that. And before I take off, I do want to just encourage you again. You know, from the very beginning of time, and even from the birth of this nation, the people that have made the greatest difference in history and have done something that affects you believe that they were part of destiny. And in fact, historian Conrad Cherry said, America is a nation called to a special destiny. Even John Winthrop believed that. He was the governor of Massachusetts Bay Colony, and he expressed the idea that, you know, that they were charged with this new land to be part of destiny. And you are too, and we all are. You know, Ronald Reagan once said, you and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We will preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we will sentence them to take the first step into 1,000 years of darkness. If we fail, at least our children and our children's children say of us, we justified our brief moment here. We did all that could be done. We do have just a brief moment here. And listen, we're not here just to sit and watch Netflix. We're not here to look on our phone all day, all night long, see how many tweets we have, see what's going on in other people's lives, watching shows about other people's lives instead of living our own. We have a brief moment. It's always just this brief moment, or as Witherspoon said, a nick of time. A nick of time. What are you going to do with that nick of time? Because what you do or don't do will affect the people that you love the most. Do something with that nick of time. And it was so much fun being with all of you. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas, a great holiday season. And I look forward to the next time that we can all be together again. In the meantime, reach out to me. Love to hear from you. Rose Unplugged on just about every platform. Thank you so much.
MyPillow finally has their original My Slippers back in stock. Last time you made them the number one selling MyPillow product, and I have a feeling you're going to want to stock up again. The My Slippers now come in a ton of additional sizes and all new colors. Enter the promo code Hannity at MyPillow.com. You're going to save $90 a pair. That's only $49.98 per pair. My slippers have an exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slipper. Now, the patented layers make these slippers ultra-comfortable, extremely durable. Now, MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair. And while you're there, check out other products with deep discounts as well. From pillows to sheets to slippers, they have it all. Just go to MyPillow.com, enter the promo code Hannity, or call 800-919-6090 for this incredible offer. They won't last long. Order now.